The salmon murals on Main Street crosswalks that made waves in Haines recently will be gone sooner rather than later. The Alaska Department of Transportation told the borough to either wash them off or paint over them before the summer is up. The department cited safety concerns for axing the artwork. The murals depict happy schools of salmon and mermaids swimming across the road. The borough commissioned local artist Merrick Bocart to paint 5 murals to the tune of around $1,500. Aside from a few who questioned the cost of the project, most locals and visitors have enjoyed the spruced up street. But DOT says they pose a safety risk.
They are unhappy with it, and so we'll paint over.
That's Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan. He says the mural removal will happen as part of scheduled maintenance sometime in the coming weeks.
They weren't so excited that it had to happen today. We might wait until after the weekend even.
The paintings caused a stir a couple of weeks ago on social media when a Main Street business owner questioned the expense of the artwork.
The price is really low. And this is something that was arranged before me, and I think it's great.
But at the end of the day, Main Street is a state right-of-way, so the borough has to follow those rules. DOT spokesperson Jeremy Woodrow says it's not that the department doesn't support public art. He says they looked into how to keep the mural, but there are federal regulations in place to maintain safety that they have to follow, and it's as simple as that. Here's Woodrow.
They're federally funded roads, and due to federal funding rules, all crosswalks have to meet certain guidelines that make sure that they're extremely visible to motorists and to pedestrians. Any type of additional markings doesn't comply with national standards and therefore could lead to accidents in the crosswalks. And that's something that we definitely don't want to happen. Safety is always first.
Woodrow says the issue is not about who is liable should something happen in the crosswalk. It's just about safety.
You know, anything that could distract a driver or make a pedestrian less visible is something that we want to avoid. And there's a reason why crosswalks are marked the way they are. It's because they stand out on the pavement and they're very visible to both drivers and pedestrians. And they also, because it's a standard, people are used to what they're seeing. Anything that deviates from that standard can lead to, could potentially lead to an accident.
Woodrow says DOT was contacted by the borough last fall with the idea of painting murals in the crosswalks, but the conversation never progressed. He says if it had, they would have shut it down back then.
We aren't going to make them spend more than the cost of the paint to get rid of it, but there are different ways you can get rid of it. One of the options is just paint over it with black paint.
The mural on Beach Road in front of the cruise ship dock is not a state right-of-way, so it's safe. Ryan says he's disappointed with the decision to cover up the Main Street salmon, especially because the Haines School wanted to have fish murals painted on the crosswalks outside that building on DOT roads. He says he understands why they put the kibosh on the artwork, but he would have thought that they had, quote, bigger fish to fry. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.